This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Howdy do, good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Wednesday. Happy to have you with us. They're going to dig up a time capsule at Durfee. Do you know that?
I didn't. Yeah. When's it from?
2000, I think. Oh, 20 cool. years ago. Beth Nolan joins us from the Board of Education for DPS 61. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thanks, Brian.
Tough times for you guys, for anybody in charge of anything right now, right? I mean, your business life, your personal life, your volunteer life, all these tough decisions that have to be made. Where do you feel like you guys are in the larger scheme of things, meaning kind of the state of Illinois or the United States of America? Clearly, the Secretary of Education and the Trump administration seeming to want to mandate that everything happens across the board everywhere the same way. You got the pediatricians saying kids need to be back in school. I mean, you got a million experts to listen to. How do you sort all that out?
Well, I mean, I think that we, you know, here in Illinois, we do have a little bit of autonomy. We've been granted a bit of autonomy to be able to make some locally relevant decisions. And we're trying to sort through and see, okay, you know, looking at norms that are being established across the country as a baseline, but then how do we tweak those in order to be able to make them relevant to our Decatur population? Because, you know, while the coronavirus is here, COVID-19 is here, we certainly are not seeing the impact as perhaps other hot spots around the country or even within the state.
Yeah.
So how do we adjust and accommodate and make sure that we can get as much learning going on with our students as possible?
Yeah, but how do you know we won't be one of those hot spots in 8 weeks?
Correct. I mean, again, going back to those national norms that are being established and protocols that are being established in terms of, you know, making sure that we're doing our part to keep things clean and that we're wearing protective gear to make sure that we're trying to, you know, get the face masks on, both our staff and our students, to do our part to try to curb this.
All right. What are you hearing from the unions, specifically the teachers? You know, because, you know, you're going to have a lot of staff fall into that area of maybe underlying health conditions, certain age, that are going to be more at risk than others.
Correct. And, you know, I think that we will have some opportunity for folks to be able to basically work from home. I think that there are going to be opportunities for those who are medically fragile to be able to take part in that. I mean, that is something that we're bargaining not just with the teachers, but with all of our trade groups. Our collectively bargained groups, and we have seven of them. And that is why we have been, you know, we have not yet released the finality of what our plan is for August 12th, because we are still in conversations with all of our seven bargaining units to be able to make sure that our plan is accommodating everyone.
All right. Do you have faith, just personally, right now in this moment in time, that August 12th is doable?
I think we have to plan for August 12th to be doable, but also realize that, you know, we're 6 weeks away from that or 5 weeks away from that. And, you know, if you just back up to what has happened in the last 5 weeks and how things have changed and how hotspots have emerged and how, you know, there are now travel restrictions and people are going backwards, and we have to be able to be flexible enough in our planning that we can be prepared to adjust, knowing that that is a distinct possibility. And it's not necessarily that it's even a possibility on August 12th, but it might be a possibility on September 15th or October 20th. We're going to have to be flexible and fluid in this to be able to accommodate.
All right. How are you communicating with parents and families throughout all of this?
We have a communication plan led by our communications team. You know, there have been robocalls. We have done some surveying of parents. We have had two focus groups where we've had a number of parents weigh in, asking a lot of questions. And then we've done the same thing with our staff. And we are getting an outcry from parents about we need to know. And I am one of those parents. I've got to be able to plan for 5 weeks from now to understand what are my childcare responsibilities. But at the same time, we have to balance that. We can't make a decision like this in a vacuum without the input from our staff and understanding what all their needs are. And we're trying to balance that and get the information out as quickly as possible and a finalized plan as quickly as possible. But at this point in time, we still have some I's to dot and T's to cross with our labor union.
All right. The Monday morning quarterbacking, we've got enough of that in life. These are hard, difficult decisions. There's no absolutely right or wrong. I mean, it's all over the place. The one mild criticism and suggestion that I would give you is please do something about your website.
I, Duly noted, Brian, and I will make sure that we pass it along, but duly noted.
It is just almost impossible to find stuff, and there's so much. It's so kind of like Stanley Kubrick on steroids, crazy with everything. And I realize you got 9,000 kids. I mean, you got a huge audience of parents and teachers and custodians and bus drivers, and you know, you're never going to please everyone. It's really difficult to find sort of a clean line of communication through, and digital is probably more important now than it ever has been.
I completely agree, and I have no argument on that. I have gone to the website to try to find things before as well, even from a board documentation perspective, and have had a lot of trouble being able to pinpoint. And you know, it's taken 15 clicks to get to where I need to know. So
yeah,
I know that.
You guys are using tax dollars, and everybody tries to get by, and you don't want to spend money. I mean, I just think that it's one of those things that gets easily overlooked. But in this pandemic, what we have learned is,
right.
You know, that's your best way to communicate directly with the people.
Yep. Understood.
Okay. You guys are digging up a time capsule this week.
That's what I understand. Yes. It's exciting.
So, I get everybody has like, did I say Durfee earlier? I think I met Dennis, Nick. I said the wrong. I went to both schools when I was a kid. But kind of celebrating all things, you know, around the Monarch and that mm-hmm. whole great history of that school and then what it now evolves into moving forward. But I think this is from 2000. Any idea what's in there?
No, but I can't wait to unveil it. I mean, even, you know, 2000 to me is like, oh, that was just a couple years ago. But, you know, really, 20
know.
Years ago.
It's just 20 years ago.
Lots changed.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It is at Durfee. See, I was right. I got to trust my gut instinct more. All right. That's going to be Thursday, July 9th at 11 a.m. And that school closed, so it's kind of a nice way to celebrate that. Mm-hmm. And talk to me about sort of this bold strategic plan in this age of pandemic and not knowing what's coming next and construction and the economy and all of those things. Do you feel pretty confident moving forward that everything will go without a hitch?
I feel confident as in the world as we know it today. I mean, I can't predict what is coming down the pike, but you know, our construction crew has been able to continue working through all of this. They have managed to do it using social distancing practices and wearing masks and maintaining distance. And thankfully, through all of this, construction was an essential skill that needed to continue on, and so we were able to keep moving. With the plan. So as long as we can keep doing that, I feel very confident that we can continue and meet all of our deadlines. We are, you know, we got a report last night that we are all set for almost everything for the opening of school on August 12th. And I would expect that to continue through the following school year.
Well, I'm excited about the Jerry J. Dawson Civic Leadership Institute. We had a great
awesome.
Meeting last
year. New director of that, or new coordinator of that.
Yeah, Dr. Morris.
Dr. Morris. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a great meeting with Howard and some local leaders, including law enforcement and the health community. You know, now more than ever, I think that program can be a frontline experience on how do our law enforcement agencies look more like the community? You know, the we've never looked at the nurses and people on the front lines of EMTs more as heroes than we have these past 6 months, you know, as they're fighting this war. I think great things are going to come out of that. And I'm also always thrilled to see our community tackling things and solving things rather than letting them become problems that people have to deal with.
Absolutely. It's exciting.
All right, Beth, we appreciate it. Have a great day. Stay cool.
Thanks, Brian.
And we'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.